So back to what I was saying. What I was saying.
Even everybody doesn't have that talent.
You have to one up.
Yeah, I mean, with the whole body shaming thing and just love myself as I am, and you got people with cake batter bodies that are just right. making money on OnlyFans.
You're right. Now that's a big tab on. Never mind. I'm not gonna act like I know these tabs.
What's up, what's up, what's up, friends, family, and fans? Welcome to Life on Podcast. This is where we listen and inspire friends in entertainment.
And everywhere.
That's right, because life happens to everyone. I'm your co-host today, Stone Stafford.
I'm your co-host every day.
Now give Johnny me the Vaughn. Shot to be the host, and you're going to go the co-host route. But then when I say host, you're going to give me grief about it.
I'm equal opportunity, because co means everybody's part with equal opportunity.
Ah, goodness gracious.
You want top billing, bro.
This is too much. Yo, yo, we appreciate you guys joining us today.
Absolutely.
Before we even get started, I want you to listen. Well, you're listening, so that's... I want you to hit like, man.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, hit that like.
I was wondering what was happening.
Hit subscribe.
Yeah.
And if you want to know each time we put these up, even though you know they're weekly, go ahead and hit the notifications.
Yes. Right. So
that absolutely. Way you know when we come up mm-hmm. about it. All right. I'm jumping right in because I already got a beef.
What's up?
I already got a beef. So we're this kid, he was a rapper. I can't remember which platform I read this on, but he was a rapper. And he's trying to get his views up. So there's a TikTok challenge where they walk into people's homes to get the reaction of the people who are in the house.
Of a breaking and entering situation?
It's essentially, that's what it is. Now, I don't know if the house is locked or whatever. I don't know if they go forward with it. But if you can just walk into the house or apartment or whatever it is. So they go in and then someone's recording the reaction of the people in there, right? Mm-hmm. Dumb. Just doesn't even describe it. It just doesn't even describe it.
That's how you get your life subscription canceled right there.
So, needless to say, you're going to have a house where someone's like, what the F are you doing in my house? Da, da, da. So, this happened in one of the houses.
Of course.
And, of course, the man in the house, he goes after them. They run out. The one kid, he trips over, I don't know if it was a table or furniture or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, the guy's able to catch him. Needless to say, beats him to a pulp. Now, you're lucky the guy just doesn't carry, just walking around his house carrying. But beats the kid to a pulp. I mean, like, within the inch of life. Mm-hmm. So, kid was in the ICU, hospital, all this stuff. Of course, no files were charged because the man claimed...
No charges were filed?
Yeah, no files were charged.
No charges
were... Yeah, yeah, exactly what I said. No files were charged. Yeah. So, no charges were filed. the man claimed, breaking and entering, claimed trespassing, and the whole I was in danger and stuff like that. So, yeah, so there ended up being no files charged. And lo and behold, basically the kid is trying to get views up for a song that he's putting out.
Uh-huh.
So he does this stupid crap. And it brought me to this whole thing now where, and I thought I heard somebody talk about this before. I don't remember because I watched so many of these interviews. But, labels now. We all know that we don't call them A&R for artists and repertoire anymore. We call it artists and research. Mm-hmm. And they're just researching your numbers, The numbers used to be, what are you selling on your own? Now, it's like, how many followers do you have? How many views do you have? What's your engagement look like? Mm-hmm. It's not even about the music, to be honest with you. It's mm-hmm. just about your notoriety and stuff like that. And that's what these kids are going after. Not even kids, adults, too. Everybody. Yeah, I mean, they're just going after the numbers, the likes, and all that kind of stuff. And labels are signing for it. So labels are actually giving them incentive to do whatever it is they can to get their likes up and their subscribers and followers up and things like that, to the point where they do stupid stuff like this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So... when I think about that crap, it's like, what happened to signing people for being talented? Mm. For just simply having a unique, hard to find, out of this world talent. That's why we sign you. And because chances are that's going to gravitate, bring people anyway. It's your job as the label to offer the marketing and all that kind of stuff. But now you don't have to have talent anymore. Matter of fact, no talent is the new talent. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. I have a theory.
Please come with it because I don't understand. It help me understand.
It could be screwed, but I think this is what it is.
It could be misconstrued. it could be misconstrued.
So during the last writer strike, not the last one, but like the last big one.
The SAG one?
The 2008 one. Mm-hmm. That was when the wave of reality TV came because you didn't have writers.
Right.
Because they were all on strike.
Right.
And it's been highly talked about now since they're kind of in that again. What happens if we don't have writers now? Mm-hmm. What's the next devolution of that medium of entertainment that we go to when we can't have scripted TV? Because we've already done the reality TV thing. And I think that wave is, I mean, it's still out there. You still got people who are still hung up on the Real Housewives of Potomac and L.A. and all this other stuff. Mm. I don't know if basketball-wise is still a thing. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is still on. I think Love & Hip Hop LA is still on.
They just moved to MTV, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so those types of things are happening. That bled over into everything. Right. It happened in radio, too. It takes a lot to be able to be entertaining, engaging, and informative when people can't see you. That's the art form of radio. That's why they call it theater.
Oh, okay. Got you.
There was a huge wave when just comedians just started getting radio jobs because they were funny.
Right.
They didn't necessarily have the chops to be radio personalities, but they were good at telling jokes. The problem with that is a lot of their jokes required you to be able to see their face.
Oh, yeah.
So some stuff wasn't landing right on
radio.
Right. And they caught that quick. So a lot of them started getting good at actually doing radio. Some of them stopped because they couldn't shift gears. Same thing happening in the music industry now. I think what we're seeing is that it's easier to sign people for what they were good at getting shock value at before to try to bridge a gap and bring that audience over to something else. I don't even think it's so much trying to sign musical talent and artists anymore.
It isn't, apparently.
It's trying to capitalize on whatever the following is somewhere else.
The numbers.
To generate the sales and that. And I loved Jackass when it was big. I'm not going to say it was one of my favorite shows, but
you know, it was one of your favorite shows.
Yeah, four or five people just doing stupid stuff. It was entertaining. However, there was a huge warning disclaimer at the beginning and the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what's missed now is that people are going out here trying to get this shock value content and making it real without the warning is what they think is going to get them. And it's actually going to get somebody killed. I think
So funny you should say that. I watched something just last night and I'm so mad at myself for doing it. Because that image was in my brain right before I went to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so I did my best. I watched some Curb Your Enthusiasm to try to wash it out. Mm-hmm. But the title said Deadly Belly Flop. I thought just somebody was going to, and he was on a high structure. I was like, this idiot is going to hurt himself landing on his order. But I saw how high it was. I was like, no, he really could probably die if he hits some water from that height. So he jumps off. And I was like, and as he's going down, my brain said, don't look. So as it was coming down, I closed my eyes until it was over. And I opened, no water. Landed on dirt. Oh. And I was like, no! I was like, no! And as it was, but the thing is, someone filmed this.
Yeah.
And then they walked up to him. Now I'm wondering, okay, was this real? Was it AI? Mm-hmm. But then they got up to him. And the one thing I can't stand, I did this a long time ago. And I was like, it was in that movie, Faces of Death. And I said, if I ever see this on a video again, never to do it, is don't look at the eyes of someone who died.
Yeah.
And so the camera just came up to him and the eyes were, and his chin was coming through his thing. And so, and the way his body, I said, no, that dude just committed suicide, like for real. Mm-hmm. And everything in my spirit and my soul was just, I was like, I cannot believe I just watched that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he obviously couldn't have done it for views. There's no way in the world he would think that he'd be alive to see what views he got after that.
Right.
But then I had the other issue with the person who filmed it. You know what I mean? So there's a whole lot of things with that.
One of the issues that's coming about with that too, because that's happening in real life, it's translating over into our artistic mediums. Aaron Marcus.
Aaron
from the convention. How to Act a Model. He used to do the modeling conference.
Okay.
The seminar.
Okay.
Aaron's a really good friend of mine. I've done a bunch of work with him since that conference ended. Mm-hmm. He's in that new film with Tom Hanks, A Man Called Otto.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize anybody from there. Yeah. Now I have to look for him.
I'm not going to mess it up, but there's a scene in the film where a man has a heart attack and falls on train tracks.
Yeah. And I mean, I saw the movie, so yeah. Just in case.
Man who falls on the train tracks?
That was him.
That's Aaron.
Get out of here. I got to go back and watch it.
That whole scene is about how society today jumps to pulling out the cell phones and recording this for TikTok. And there are two girls in that scene. And the first thing they say, we were just catching the train.
I remember that.
This guy just was like, follow us. Yep. While this man is on the train tracks about to die.
Yep.
Now, there's something else that happens in that scene. And I won't give it away, but Tom Hanks' character is actually dealing with some stuff himself.
Right, yep.
It's a really good movie. I recommend you going and checking it out. But that's truly art imitating what life has become.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality of people thinking reality is only necessary for getting likes, comments, and views has driven people to pushing the envelope further and further to where you have people doing this specifically.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's difficult to, you know, as a person who cares about people.
Who?
Me. I care about people. Sorry, goodness. You see, I did that for likes, comments, and views, and I got it. You see what happens when you go out and you just go to the extreme? People like it.
Remember that thought? As people care about people, I just want to do my little platform here real fast. I think there ought to be laws for people. Like when violent acts happen and you record it, I think you should be charged along with the perpetrator.
Well,
but go ahead.
Okay,
I care about people.
I do think there's a caveat to that because with the George Floyd situation, we wouldn't have evidence to prove certain things that helped in that scenario.
And there was, so again, I said something and I didn't explain the whole thing.
That's why I said this.
So here's my whole thing. If you're filming something and you don't even attempt an act to intervene, even if it's calling the police, even if it's saying stop or whatever, like if you feel your life's in danger, that's different, whatever. But if you're just filming and recording, I think you should be charged.
I'm not
personally
mad at
as well.
I'm not
but mad. Go ahead. So because you care about people.
It's hard to reconcile that we've gotten to a point, and it's not everybody. It starts at a certain age group that I think it's a subconscious thing where they realize they don't have any real talent. They realize that there's nothing that I can do that's remarkable.
But I still want to be famous.
But I want that. So how do I get that without it? Facts. And nobody's going to verbally admit it and say it, but I think there's a subconscious switch that's happening because I'm running into a lot more, I don't want to say talentless people, because everybody has a talent. Everybody has something that they can do. But I'm a classically trained musician. I have a musical talent.
Right.
Being a public speaker is a talent. That's not something that everybody can do. There are more and more people that their only talent is being
a nigga.
Yeah. And that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, because that you have to go to the most carnal source to gain attention, everybody around you who wants that kind of attention is going to have to figure out, because even everybody doesn't have that talent.
You have to one up. Yeah. Well, I don't know nowadays. I mean, with the whole body shaming thing and just love myself as I am, and you got people with cake batter bodies that are just making money on OnlyFans.
You're right. Now, that's a big tab on, never mind. I'm not going to act like I know these tabs.
Just the fact that you know there are tabs. I'm still trying to figure out what tab you're talking about.
Let's move on.
Moving on.
Let's move along.
But then, and that's where we are, and that's my issue. Like the whole, man, I'm not going to go in on the whole drill thing, but this whole drill rap thing, bruh, like that. And, you know, and again, I think people who participate should be held accountable, you know, and labels are far from innocent, especially with drill's concern. They know what it is. I mean, that's why they take out life insurance policies on these freaking artists, because they're like, okay, let's find artists that are out there doing dumb-ish, all right? And they got a whole bunch of users and, I mean, likes and subscribers from the dumb-ish that they do, but those likes and subscribers are going to keep following their dumb-ish, so let's go ahead and give them a bunch of money, and because they're doing all this dumb-ish, let's go ahead and take a life insurance policy out, because the odds are in our favor that their dumb-ish is going to expire their life, so we can cash in on that. Then we can also cash in on the likes and subscribers that are downloading the dumb sounding music. I hesitate to even call it music. The dumb sonic that they're uploading, all because of the dumb ish that they do. Mm-hmm. Labels are far from innocent in knowing what they're doing, and we sheep to the slaughter. But to your point, is, you know, rap went from the atrocities that were happening in the hood and telling those stories to then glorifying and acting like you lived that life to now the point where I don't live it, but I need to do it so that I can rap about it and be legit with it.
Yeah.
And that's where we are with drill now. So it's not that drill is just violent. It's just like, no, let me go out and let me go ahead and cap this fool and then go ahead and make a song about it, get these views and go on and get this bag. And labels like, yes, go kill folks and we'll sign you. Of course, they'll never put it like that, but your actions all line up to that. Yeah. No one's stupid, except for the people that are falling for it.
Well, I think all of us are stupid. In every aspect, you've got the people that are actively doing it, the people who are watching it and soaking it up, the people who are perpetuating it, or the people like me who feel like they can't do anything about it. So there's an ignorance or a stupidity from every part of that square.
Mm.
And when you have that, I feel like it's important to point the finger at the perpetuator because they're the ones that could actually stop
it. I think
it.
The finger should be pointed at the perpetuator in every scenario.
Okay.
So there is a constant finger pointing at the perpetuator.
Yeah.
But if that's the only thing that's happening, it's like what he said, evil only exists because those who can do good do nothing. Sure. I'm paraphrasing.
No.
Or those who can do good believe they can't do anything.
Don't be pointing fingers at me.
I didn't. I did air quotes.
Calling me out.
But that's exactly what it means.
I don't disagree. I am owning the fact that I am like that because I'm not for the standard of drill music. I'm not for the standard of people doing dumb stuff on TikTok. I'm not about to do it.
No, I get it. And that may not be in your wheelhouse or call to do it. I mean, I understand all that.
And I do know. I accept the fact that, sure, if Johnny was to say something, could it stop one person from doing it? Possibly. Do I know for a fact that it will? I don't.
Honestly.
And I don't have the energy to do
it. All these big racial fires and the whole big thing about now, because racism has been an issue, obviously, every day. But we also mm-hmm. know there's been a spike on the focus on racism in this country in the past four or five years, right?
Yeah.
A spike in it.
Yeah.
A big part of that spike wasn't black folks complaining about it like normal. It was when, especially not just older ones, but especially young white folks started saying something. And it's a lot of the older white folks that had the same mindset. What am I going to do? Yeah. I'm not going to make an impact or nothing. And it finally took some young white folks that don't think like that yet. When they started, like, no, bump this. This crap is wrong. We need to start saying something.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, the spotlight is on it. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. But it made an absolute shift in the whole thing. But it was because someone didn't believe that, well, I'm white. I'm not really all that close to it. I mean, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Thank God there's plenty of them that didn't think that way. So, like I said, I know you're owning it and all that stuff, but no, I just hope people don't subscribe to that mentality.
My solution is different. And I think my solution is viable. I just think that we got to get a lot of people behind it to do it. The reason these things happen is because people don't have enough talent or what they deem is talent. So they go do something else that is destructive.
I think the same.
We have been systematically breaking down the systems that used to perpetuate people's talents. We're killing.
Right. We're killing. Yeah, anyone can be a star. And even those who had talent, even if you go to the Motown days, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you ask the stars, why do you want to do this? Even then, they'd be like, I want to be famous. Though they had the legitimate talent, mm-hmm. their desire was still, I want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we did, to your point, was now make that famous part a lot easier
mm-hmm.
to where the talent doesn't even matter. So yes. I want to change what I said, how talent, no talent is the new talent.
Did I just affect change?
You did. I'm going to say no talent is the faux talent.
Oh, okay.
I like how it rings.
Absolutely.
And it's show enough. Is real. And for those of you who don't know who faux is, because somebody don't, it means fake. So no talent is the fake talent, which actually is perfect for where we live right now.
I gotta throw this out. So we did the whole name rebranding thing.
We did.
A couple episodes back. There was a time where my fake MySpace page was actually Johnny Faux. It was J-O-N-Y.
Johnny Faux. I'm literally telling you I'm fake.
It was, F-A-U-X. It was the fake Johnny page, and it was all parodies of what my real stuff was.
Are you serious? That's actually kind of ingenious.
Yeah. And I mean, I thought so too. I thought it was going to make me famous. That's why I had to tell the story, because of the irony or coincidence, whichever one it is, of what we're actually talking about. I created that page because I've made it clear many times that I don't necessarily seek to be famous myself.
Mm-hmm.
However, having a persona that can do and say all the things and get the responses from the people so I can get that dopamine hit
And that dopamine hit.
Yeah, and that's really what it comes down to is that, and that's what separates a lot of people from people who are like me, mm-hmm. is that I know that that dopamine hit is necessary. Some people won't admit that fact.
No,
that I need the attention.
Yeah.
They lie to themselves, no, I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it for something. And they try to find some other reason.
And then there are some that do, because getting attention isn't bad, but do you have a purpose for it?
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Like with me, I want a lot of people to follow me. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I want them to subscribe, or I want them to buy my book, or mm-hmm. I want them to come to my... And it's not just buy my book and come to my shows. I call my speaking engagement shows just so I can be famous. Mm-hmm. It's because I know what I'm giving you is helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to... Like you said, I have an altruistic personality. So that's why. And the more people who know me, the more people will benefit. So right. That's my purpose for it. It's not just so I can walk down the street and be like, ooh, Stone! Mm-hmm. I don't need that crap. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'd rather not have it I can move freely.
Absolutely.
But if the cost is fame for me to help you mm-hmm. or bring up the next Obama, MLK, whoever you want to call your hero, if that comes from me, I'll pay the price.
And it is. It's awesome that you are one of those people that doesn't mind planting the tree that you'll never enjoy the shade of yourself.
Not at all.
I'm like that.
You're like, I want the orange.
Yeah.
From what I planted.
I want to eat an apple from something I planted. Not with everything, but with a lot of stuff. I do want to see the fruits of my labor.
Well, the good thing about that is when I become that big, important, and well-known, whatever, I mean, because I no longer do stuff for free now all the time,
right.
There's going to be some fruit
yeah.
that I benefit from. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's great to like fly somewhere on my plane or sit in my beach home and know that I'm doing this while someone's life got positively impacted. I think that's your favorite phrase that I use all the time. That is a win-win for Stone.
I just like the fact that you slipped into my plane that was in there. That was the win right there.
Oh, absolutely.
There. That was the win.
Absolutely.
I'm taking steps to try to play my role in mm-hmm. doing that and helping, trying to bring the arts back in more places. Trying to help with the budgets in that. Trying to help creativity be sparked sooner so that a known outlet is available.
Right.
And that's my method of doing it. And I think if more people get galvanized behind that, mm-hmm. it'll take a while for this to die off because it's here now. Genie's out of the bottle, can't shove that toothpaste back in. But I do think that it's not at a point to where it's run away yet.
Yeah.
I think we could still get it under control.
So just understand this. I just hope people understand that if you're willing to do whatever it is you need to do just to be famous, right, to not have any talent mm-hmm. but be famous, because, you know, the whole OnlyFans things, that's a hustle. It's a legitimate hustle. There are people making legitimate livings with that whole thing, right? Yeah. So, I mean, I get that. And if that's your goal, then you achieved your goal.
Listen.
But it is one of those things, too, is... If self-respect, and that sounds so like, but I'm dead serious. Like, if self-respect and respect of others means nothing to you, mm-hmm. by all means, go ahead with your fake talent and get all the likes you want. Make whatever money that you can. Half of y'all don't even have a plan to parlay that. Let's talk about that part. All you want are the numbers. You don't even have a clue on how to parlay that to monetize it. So let's get that part straight. So now you're doing dumb-ish and looking dumb. With no reward except a dopamine hit.
Yeah.
How stupid are you if I can just be Uncle Stone for a hot second? How dumb are you? So I just want to make it plain to y'all that those are the costs of it all.
I hope people listen to what you said in that moment, because the problem that lies in that is the fact that when you have enough of those people that come together, it's just like Flashdance.
Zombie apocalypse is what it is.
And that's where it's zombie apocalypse. So now, you know, no talent being the new talent becomes actual talent because you have all of that.
Stop saying it. Don't even give it that credit anymore.
Well, no.
No talent being the faux talent. That's what we're rolling with.
No talent being the faux talent.
That's what we're rolling with.
There we go. We do that. You have no talent being the faux talent being the talent now, because people are co-signing that as what they want, what they're enjoying. So we've got to get to a point to where we quell that being enjoyment.
Yeah. We shame everything else. We shame the common sense stuff.
Yeah.
But we won't shame the stupidity. Let that part sink in for a hot second. We will shame the common sense stuff, mm-hmm. but we won't shame the stupidity. Yeah, greatest freaking country on earth. I'm done talking on that moment because I just triggered a ton of people with that.
Just triggered yourself. You was about to jump out the window.
No, I'm just about the country.
I had to slide back in the chair.
I understand it's not limited just to the United States. Someone's going to try to have that argument. I get it, but I don't live anywhere else. I live here.
I look forward to the day when content like what we do, what this is, the positive stuff, the engaging stuff, the informative stuff,
becomes
the
educational sexy
stuff, becomes
because it's out there.
Yeah,
you know your forbidden knowledge, my man.
You gotta stop doing this.
Cause I can see his face. Carson, Billy Carson. You got Billy Carson. You got Aaron Abke. Mm-hmm. You know, you got my man Jay, who also works with Aaron a lot. You got EYL. You know, the brothers that Earn Your Leisure. You mm-hmm. got, I mean, you got so many out there that are doing stuff that'll actually make your life better. Mm-hmm. And then you got some people who are being creative with it, where the videos might be silly or whatever, but then there's a thing you can walk away from with it, right? It's out there, but we just gravitate to the, you know, the reason why we gravitate to the dumb, and I'm going to close on this for my part. The reason why we gravitate to the dumb is a recurring thing we keep talking about is that doesn't take work. Mm-hmm. That doesn't take effort. You know, it takes no thought process or nothing. It's just, you just sit there and suck it all in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you parents where your kids are just sitting on that freaking pad all day, I don't know what you think they're watching. I don't know why you're giving them such credit where you think they're watching like Warren Buffett talk about investing or something like that or exercise and diet. No, they're watching just dumb brain stuff. And why in the world you're expecting something fruitful to grow out of that? Not to say that they can't grow up and grow out of it, but why in the world you think that's helpful? I have no clue, except the fact that we talked about it before. When you got mm-hmm. kids, sometimes you just want to be like, look, do you and leave me alone.
That's a real thing. But I mean, there's a limit to that.
I want to repeat that. But yeah, there's a limit to it. So, exactly. Man, we appreciate y'all. Join in the conversation by all means, because this one can definitely trigger some folks. But share your comments, because we read them all the time and we love to be able to share them.
I want
to
ask this.
Yeah.
If you happen to be one of those stupid people, I'm sorry, one of those people that do stupid things.
Would you admit it though? Are you smart enough to admit it?
That's what I'm getting at. If you're one of those people that can admit it, I actually want to talk to you. To see if you're objective enough about it to say, hey, I do this. I know it's detrimental, but I do it because it's my livelihood or whatever.
Right. Like you used to give your excuses for the sodas.
It's not excuses. it's not an excuse at all. I like my soda. I like my sugar. That's not an excuse.
So that's what we're talking about.
I own that.
We're asking for those. We're asking for those kind of people. Because that was apples to apples all day long.
Oh, man. I would love to talk to you. To get that perspective on one, how do you I don't want to say how do you live with yourself.
Oh my gosh, that was you would pounce on me if I said
I don't want to be like Stone and say that.
Oh my god.
How do you justify it?
I like that. How do you justify it?
That's all I want to know. Like you said, everything that we do can be tracked down. LifeOnPodcast.com. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Help us get to that 1 million subscribers here in 2023.
And where can they find things about me, John?
Not doing this.
Tell them.
No.
Tell them.
On LifeOnPodcast.com.
Anything you want to know about me, man, is stonestafford.com. Anything you want to know about Johnny is just Johnny Vaughn everywhere.
J-U-S-T-J-O-N-Y-V-A-N.
Man, we love y'all, man. Thanks for helping us get to 1 million subscribers this year. We appreciate y'all. We out. Peace.